USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johns Hopkins University reporting 900,832 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on Friday, 2,615 people dying from the virus. This as many people are still having issues finding tests across the country. This pharmacy worker telling CBS News she can barely keep them stocked on the shelf.
We ended up selling through 600 within the business day.
Chicago public school classes are being canceled again. CEO Pedro Martinez saying cancellations will happen Monday and until we get some breakthrough in the negotiations with the Chicago Teachers Union. There have been no classes for 3 days after the two sides were not able to reach an agreement on COVID-19 safety protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Former CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says an aggressive program that focuses on antiviral drugs to treat COVID-19 will be the next big thing that will help the United States move toward living with coronavirus.
I do anticipate that this virus will continue to evolve, like I mentioned to you months ago, and it will continue to involve a variant that's more infectious than Delta, and that was Omicron. There needs to be Operation Warp Speed, like mindset, to developing antivirals, not just two antivirals from Pfizer and Merck, but we need a whole portfolio of antivirals that can really begin to put this pandemic back in its place.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Redfield saying he believes a big evolution is already happening regarding antiviral medication. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden in Las Vegas to attend former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's funeral. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager Mark Elias is taking to Twitter, saying he thinks before the 2022 midterms, there will be a serious discussion about potentially disqualifying a number of individual House Republicans from serving in Congress. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley believes Democrats aren't popular and won't win in 2022.
The American people see their agenda, they reject their agenda, they reject the crime wave that this party, the Democrat Party, is responsible for all across the country, the inflation, the out-of-control spending, they reject all of that. The Democrats know that, and come November, I think the American people are going to have their say.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is making a bold prediction regarding the 2022 midterm elections.
On the latest episode of his podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz, the Texas senator said he puts the odds at a Republican Party victory in the House at 90%, and Cruz also predicts impeachment of President Joe Biden would be on the table soon after they take their oath of office. Senator Cruz said there are multiple grounds to consider for impeaching Biden, including his utter lawlessness in enforcing the southern border. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.